Certainly sets the tone for this special service this evening. We've come to do that. We've come to think about His love and His grace and His mercy and His goodness to us. And we're just so excited to have everybody here in this special Thanksgiving service, all of our visitors. So appreciative that you're here to join us in giving thanks to our Father. We're here tonight in a special service. It's holiday week, but we as the people of God, we want the holiday to be a holy day. Amen. In fact, we're just going to begin this service with a concert of thanksgiving to the Lord. Could you just stand all over the building? Let's just lift our hearts and hands and just say thank you to Him. Could you thank Him for His love? Could you thank Him for His mercy? Thank Him for His grace. So, Lord, we praise You. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship You, Lord, tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Lord, we worship You, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise You. We think about Your goodness.
Yes, think about
we think
love.
About Your mercy. Hallelujah,
think
Lord. We worship goodness. You, Lord. God, we
think
ask for visitation.
Grace
of Your presence.
That brought us through. For as high as the
Hallelujah.
Heavens above, so great. Of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love.
Oh, let's sing it together one more time. Hallelujah.
Yes, think about His love.
Oh, think about His love. Hallelujah.
Think about His goodness.
His goodness.
Think about His grace that brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love.
Praise the Lord. Amen. If you remain standing, we're going to, it's our tradition around here, we're going to read a Thanksgiving psalm, and it's a responsive reading. It was written for this very purpose, and I'm going to read the first line of each verse, and Brother Brian is going to lead you as a congregation in responding to what I have read. And we're going to put our hearts into this tonight in thanksgiving to the Lord. Are we ready, Brother? Thank you. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good.
For His mercy endureth forever.
Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him who alone doeth great wonders.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that by wisdom made the heavens.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that stretched out the earth above the waters.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that made great lights.
For his mercy endureth forever.
The sun to rule by day.
For his mercy endureth forever.
The moon and stars to rule by night.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And brought out Israel from among them.
For his mercy endureth forever.
With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him which divideth the Red Sea into parts.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And made Israel to pass through the midst of it.
For his mercy endureth forever.
But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him which led his people through the wilderness.
For his mercy endureth forever.
To him who smote great kings.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And slew famous kings.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Sihon, king of the Amorites.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And Og, the king of Bashan.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And gave their land for an heritage.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Even a heritage unto Israel his servant.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Who remembered us in our low estate.
For his mercy endureth forever.
And hath redeemed us from our enemies.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Who giveth food to all flesh.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Let's thank him for his mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to sing this song tonight, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Only song that I just couldn't shake it today. And so let's just sing it tonight. Amen. If he's been faithful to you.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not Thy compassion. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join to
hands all over the house tonight. Let's worship Him.
Oh, great is Thy faithfulness. Amen. Let's worship Him one more time. Could we? Hallelujah. He's faithful. He's faithful to save, faithful to provide. Hallelujah. Oh, bless Your name, Lord. Bless Your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While we're standing, I've already mentioned how grateful we are for all of our visitors. We've got some coming home like Jason, Cindy, and their family, and others that we get to meet tonight. So good to have you here. But why don't you just take a moment, church, and just maybe move out of your row or your pew and just shake hands with several folks. Let them know you're glad to see them tonight. Amen. Could you do that? Amen. You even sounded friendly. Sounded friendly in the house tonight. Amen. It's been a busy day. We've had two births today. Jonathan and Kristen have had Julie and Joy today. Amen. Amen. A good picture. And Hannah today has had I had one of those French fry lodge moments. Has had Alexander Dowdy. Amen. Rowdy Dowdy number one. Amen. Praise the Lord. Another blessing of the Lord on this holiday. Praise God. One of the things we do in this service, and sometimes I'll just like to remind folks why we do things the way we do, but some time ago, we noticed that many folks begin to leave on Wednesday for the Thanksgiving holiday, and our service showed that fact. So we started having service on Tuesday night and had just a time of giving thanks to the Lord and then fellowship and pumpkin pie afterwards in the Vaughn Hall. And it's been a wonderful time. But from the very beginning of those services, I felt impressed as a people that we need to respond in some material way to show our thanksgiving to the Lord. So from the very beginning, we would choose folks that were misfortune or crises or just prolonged hunger or famine, and then we would respond and give as a token of our appreciation to the Lord for all that we have. I saw Brother David here and Denise. One of the first we did was the Karen people over there in Tibet that were being killed for their faith during the time. And so tonight I've got a small presentation But we're going to give to some sister churches through Brother Heath. We have some contact with some churches of like faith in Sierra Leone and Liberia that are suffering because of the Ebola crisis, not just from the disease, but because of the quarantines. Food is at a premium, and it's the costs are inflated. And if food does get through, they can't afford to buy it. And for $30, you can buy enough rice to feed a family for a month. That can make a difference, can it? And so I want us to watch this, if we could have Brother Aaron get the lights here. And after this, if ushers, if you'd be just ready right after this to come, we're going to give. We're calling this the Thanksgiving giving. The Thanksgiving giving. We're going to give to show our thanks to the Lord. Brother, go ahead and turn the lights on. Brother, we'll go ahead and have the choir sing, and that'll give you some moments to get that figured out. Wow. Thought maybe we was going to have a candlelight service there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come ahead, choir, and sing, and then maybe we'll have the presentation. Thank you. God is good all the time. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah. Brother Durth, are we prepared? Or? Okay. Go ahead and see if it'll start. If not, we'll wait another segment here. We've probably been hacked or something, I'm sure. Okay. Okay, we'll go ahead and do our next segment here. One of the another traditional parts of this Thanksgiving service is our Thank the Lord testimony service. And always refreshes on the perimeters of this. It's a one-sentence testimony. And everybody begins their testimony the same way. I thank the Lord for, or you can say because, but I thank the Lord for. We've already had our first I thank the Lord testimony. Kristen just texted in right now and says, I thank the Lord for my little girl. So the first one was text in. So who's going to begin tonight in our I thank the Lord testimony service? Who'd like to be first? Yes. Amen. Hold on just a second. Just a second. Let's see if we can do this fast enough here. These guys like to run the aisles anyway. We'll help them. Okay.
Deb, you had your hand up. I saw you. I thank the Lord for all those grandbabies that I'm having, for all these children, for all my other first children. And for good medicine and lots of prayer, and Gary's doing great.
I thank the Lord for my family.
Amen. I thank the Lord that I'm alive this year.
Amen. I thank the Lord tonight for allowing me to be with the most beautiful person I've ever known, both inside and out. She showed us not only how to live, but how to die.
And thank you for my church family and my family.
Amen. Amen.
I thank the Lord for a changed life.
Amen. Thank the Lord for my wife. Thank the Lord for my kids. Thank the Lord for this church. And most of all, I thank God he's not living what he can do, even though I know we have to be living it tonight. Yeah.
I thank the Lord that his mercies are new each morning. I thank the Lord that I'm a child of God and he loves me unconditionally.
I thank the Lord he so loved the world and gave me a chance to participate in that.
Amen.
I thank the Lord that through our trials we get to experience him in every way possible as our Father, as our friend, as our Savior, our Redeemer, our shield, our tower, everything. He is our all in all, and I thank him for saving my soul.
I thank the Lord for salvation, for my family, and for this wonderful, loving, godly church.
I thank the Lord for God's keeping power and his faithfulness.
I'm thankful for the blessed hope.
Thankful God took my sins away from as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered against me again.
I thank the Lord for salvation and for having my wife and my son. I thank the Lord that he's seen my need and he saved me.
Thankful for the Lord with his church.
Amen. I'm thankful for peace that passes understanding.
Amen. I thank the Lord for getting me up this morning and starting me on my way.
I thank the Lord for the healing stripes that he bore upon his back for me.
I'm thankful that the Lord has healed Steve, and I'm thankful for my family and for my church family.
I'm thankful for my family and my brother.
I'm thankful for salvation.
I'm thankful for my family. And thank you all for being my church family. I appreciate every one of you. And I thank you. And God bless.
I thank the Lord for his healing, Preston, when he was in the womb. And I'm thankful for our servicemen and women. I saw Micah come in. I'm thankful for you, buddy.
I am so thankful for his friendship. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
I'm thankful for the sweet Holy Ghost, and I'm thankful for the blood that he shed for me, and I'm going to be a grandma this year.
I'm thankful for God loving me when he probably shouldn't have, and I'm thankful for this church, and I'm thankful for my family, and I'm thankful that God loves adopted children too.
Sister Rose?
I'm thankful for a wonderful number one pastor named Clifford Hurst.
I'm thankful for this church, thankful for the best youth pastor as well as the best pastor, and I'm thankful that I'm able to say that I've lived another day.
I'm thankful for my wife, my kids, my grandchildren, and the promise of the blessed hope.
I'm thankful for my family and my church family.
Don't miss your opportunity. You'll wake up at 2 in the morning feeling awfully bad because you didn't testify.
I'm going to wake up at 3 in the morning and still feel bad. But I thank the Lord for forgiveness when it's undeserved.
I'm thankful for my family and for God giving us a grandson. Yes. So precious. And I thank this church for allowing me to come in whenever I want to, and I feel the love like as if I was here every day. So thanks.
I am thankful that I have so many blessings. It would be a hard thing for me to say them all. And I'm going to be a great grandma.
I'm thankful that the Lord's opened doors for me. You know, he's got me a new job. I'm home every night with my family. Got me a new church. You know, just got a great outlook in life. So I'm just thankful for the Lord.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. You're going to have another unique opportunity towards the end of the service if you missed out at this point. Brother Brian's coming now with the youth group to put the message in a little different way.
We're going to need a little bit of time to set up. Sister Tricia, would you mind to come to the piano for a second? All right, guys, go ahead and get your stuff that you need. And Sister Becca, my iPad's over there if you need it. Actually, I'm sorry, it's right here. I apologize. While they're getting set up, Sister Tricia, play something. If y'all want to sing, you can. If not, that's all right. We'll let you know this skit was written by our youth members. They worked together, and I think Sister Sierra had the idea, and then some others brought it to fruition. And so this is all them, and I hope you enjoy it, and they'll do great. All right.
Thank you.
It's Thanksgiving morning. The family's ready for all their relatives to show up. Mom's in the kitchen. Dad's excited. And the kids are being typical teenagers. This is an unthankful Thanksgiving.
Guys, you got your two iPods last year, and Brenda, I do believe somebody begged me for a tablet.
It's just not the same.
Hi, Mom and Dad.
Hi.
How was your drive?
It was wonderful. The weather was perfect.
Kids, aren't you going to say hello to your grandparents?
Hey,
hello.
A pizza, really?
Grandma, why don't you come and help me in the kitchen? We're almost ready to eat.
Okay.
Oh, Chase, could you get that for me?
Whatever.
God has allowed us all to be together for this Thanksgiving.
I'm thankful for low food prices.
Very wonderful children.
I'm thankful to get to see my cousins today.
I'm thankful for my parents.
I'm thankful for all my friends.
I just have to tell you guys, I am so thankful I am going to get married.
Well, it's about time. Trying to say is that you should be thankful for everything we have. It's a blessing from God.
Yeah, I guess, Dad. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. I'm sorry.
Now, how about we eat this turkey before it gets cold?
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, I still want an iPhone 6.
Tearing down the house real quick.
At least they all made it to the table. A lot of folks are too scattered to get together. Amen. We good to go, Brother Durth? We're going to try it. Okay.
I knew it wasn't going to be rosy. But why did I decide to choose this job? My family believed God wanted me to do it. And I knew deep within myself, there was just something inside of me that the people of this part of Freetown needed help. I see it as God's own desired framework for me. I took this job not because I want to, but I firmly believe that it was a calling and that God wanted me to. And that's why I strongly believe that God that have brought me here will fix whatever comes my doorway. And I'm pretty sure, I'm confident that I just need to lean on Him, trust Him for whatever comes in, because He sent me here. And that's my passion.
Gives you a little idea about the situation there. Ushers, if you go ahead and come. Amen. I want to thank you in advance for giving. I like to give where we can make a difference, and you can see how. Just go ahead and leave that there. Thank you. No, wait. We want to, no. Go ahead and leave it there. Just leave it over there. We're going to, it's the children. So. Thank you. You can see from the presentation that truly we can make a difference. Brother Heath, would you come and pray over this offering this evening? Amen.
Father, tonight we feel a little bit like that little boy that came with that small lunch that one day. There was such a great crowd there, such a great need. But Jesus, you responded, multiplied what was small, and made it great. And God, we ask that you do that tonight. Respond as your people give what we can do. God, that you would multiply it to meet a great need. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. What do we sing? Amen. Sister Tricia will lead us. This is an old classic. You'll know it. Amen. Listen, you can just express yourself to the Lord through this. Amen.
I am.
could just sing it. Do you mean it?
I am blessed.
Thank you, Lord. We truly are blessed, aren't we? Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to do something a little different in this service tonight. I teach the young married class, and we have a great time. Since it's young married, most of their children aren't old enough. For instance, Michael and Victoria's aren't old enough to participate, but some of them are getting old enough to participate. So we're going to hear Thanksgiving from some of our children tonight. And we're going to start with the Renner children. If they go ahead and come. And if you want to get prepared, Emma will be next after that.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1:1. All things were made by him. John 1:3, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. As for God, his way is perfect. And we love him because he first loved us. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
If the Heath children could be ready next.
Lord is my shepherd.
Very good.
Amen. I feel like making that sound a lot of times up here. I just can't. Hoffman's coming. Oh, Adeline's going to sing. I'm sorry. Come in. No, come in. Sorry about that.
Good
1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God to Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen.
To choose the road we should walk upon. I'm sure the road we take would never have a stone. If we could plan our days, the sun would always shine, and everything we do would work.
Our hopes and dreams seem so far away. It's all that you can do to hold on to your faith, even in those times when you can't see your way. Just lift your voice to Him and give Him praise.
So in everything give thanks, this is the will of God concerning you. Never let yourself complain, no matter what you're going through. Soon the night will pass, bad times never last, and sunny days are rain.
Amen. Thank you, children, all of you, and all these great families. And that was such a blessing to us. I think we got a preacher here the way Jeremiah ate that mic and moved that hand. Youth choir is getting ready to sing this evening. And go ahead, come. And I do have one announcement to make tonight. The Laritos are moving to Texas to be with their children. And so I think this is Lou's last service. Is that correct? So after service, make sure you tell them goodbye and God's blessings. They'll need lots of prayer and blessings moving to Texas. Sorry, Brother Dave. I'm from Oklahoma, so it's kind of an understood thing. So keep them in your prayers. and say your goodbyes after service this evening. Let's worship the Lord as these young people sing and bless our hearts. Let me just take a moment, though, to thank everybody that has had any role in our service tonight. And everything we've done is because of God, and we're here to bring focus to such a benevolent, wonderful God and Savior, Creator and Redeemer. And so I want to thank everybody that's participated to make our evening tonight. And also after service, everybody, you may not even know we were going to do it, but we call it a snack, but I mean, it's pretty substantial back there. And it's just a good way to get all, you know, in shape for Thursday morning. And there's soup and salad and all these Thanksgiving desserts. And so we want everyone to come back and fellowship and thank all you that have prepared that as well. And listen, in the last moments of this service tonight, let's just focus our hearts on the Lord and let His presence fill the sanctuary and worship the Lord as the youth choir sings.
We remember the works of your hands.
Hallelujah. Could we stop and give him praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember those 10 lepers that Jesus healed, and only one of them returned to give him thanks. I want to be like that leper, don't you? How many knows if you're saved, we were all lepers. Amen. Leprosy of sin, but he's forgiven our sins. How many's been cleansed from your sin tonight? Amen. Why don't you just keep your hand up as the leper that went back to Jesus and said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing my heart, my life. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The address tonight is going to be really different, and these young men are going to help. I would like everyone to take an index card, and if you don't have a pencil, there's also pencils that will be coming through here, little miniature golf pencils here. So if you don't have one, raise your hand. If you don't have a pencil or a pen, and I'll give them just a moment. Make sure everybody's got a card. These aren't for paper airplanes or anything, and I'm going to ask you, if you will, just to keep this ready for the end of our time together in this Thanksgiving address. As they're passing those out, we've got many visitors here tonight. We're so grateful that you're here. And if you don't have a church home, we'd like to invite you to be in our services on Sunday at 10 and 11, morning worship, and Sunday evening at 6. And normally we have our midweek service on Wednesday night at 7:30. A special service tonight, amen, at 7. Make sure everybody's got a card, and if you don't have a pen or pencil, they're passing through here, and we'll make sure everybody gets one. I won't be reading it at first, but if you'd like to go ahead and turn to Psalm 30 in your scripture, they're just about finished here, and appreciate my help tonight. It's what you get when you get a former teacher. You know, you get handouts and papers, and we may take a test or something before we're done. Pop quiz. How many always like pop quizzes? I always did, because I was giving them. I liked them. Yeah. Brother Steve said he's going home. After service, Andrew and I are headed down towards Oklahoma, and he's concerned about how late that's going to be. And so he said, Dad, you are going to preach short tonight. And I said, yeah. He said, what do you mean short? 30 minutes short or 15 minutes short? I've already told you this is going to be unique. I just felt so impressed to go this route this evening. I want to entitle this tonight, please don't switch on the board switch when I announce it. Just hold with me steady here. But I want to speak tonight on writing a thank you note to God. Writing a thank you note to God. How many has ever written a thank you note to someone? Okay? Let's bow our hearts and pray. Father, take this challenge tonight. Lord, help us to take this opportunity to show our gratitude to you for the great things you've done for each of us. So thankful we have a God. So thankful the universe isn't empty, but you are there. You're the great creator God, and you're the Savior God that knows us by name. And Lord, you've done many things in our life if we only take count. And Lord, help us, Lord, this evening by your Holy Spirit to have a fresh challenge in our heart to be grateful and thankful before you. In Jesus' name, amen. Writing a thank you note to God. Just a few weeks back, through the mail, it was sent care of the church because they didn't have my new address. But I got a card from someone that was a child in the church but was in our Christian school here until he graduated. And Brother Maggard laid it on my desk. And between Sunday school and morning worship, I was going in to get my materials to come out for morning worship, And I saw that card there, and I opened it up, and I stood there by my desk, and of course, he's not a young man anymore. He's getting up in years. He's got a family. And he wrote me a thank you note, said, I just want to thank you. He lives way away in another state. He said, I just want to thank you. And I won't tell you what he said, but, you know, thank you for the influence of his life. And he pointed out some things about the Christian school and some talks that we had had. And he said, I just wanted to thank you. And as I stood there holding that card, I just felt, you know, it just felt good. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. I mean, it just felt good to read those things. It was just a boost to my spirit. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I really enjoy this. I mean, I get some other communication, so I really enjoy this. And I got to thinking about reading that thank you card and enjoying it. And the thought hit me, I wonder if God doesn't get a very similar feeling in his heart when we take the time to genuinely thank him. You see, I know we're made in the image of God, so if I can get that kind of a joy and appreciation out of reading a thank you card, I think God feels something very similar in his heart when we really communicate our thanks to him. Amen. Don't you want to put joy in his heart tonight by our thanks? You know, many psalms are in essence thank you notes to God. So it's not new. When I talk about writing a thank you note to God, it's not new. Many of the psalms are just that. They are thank you notes to God. Let me give you this example from Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Could you identify with these things? Sing unto the Lord, O you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Oh, I like this. For his anger endureth but a moment, and in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee, and be not silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. That psalmist just wrote a thank you note to God. And I think God got that feeling in his heart when he read it. Now, you know, when I got that thank you note, I understood some things in our age. We don't have to rely on smoke signal or postal mail or anything like that. In fact, that's so old school to a lot of people to send something through the mail with a stamp. I mean, how old school can you get? And I knew, Brother Steve, that he could have texted me. He could have emailed me. He could have phoned me. But think of this. It was especially special that he sent a thank you note. And I, you know how I am. I got to think, why is that? Why is that? Well, I think, first of all, if you send a thank you note, that takes a lot of effort. It really does. I mean, if nothing else, you have to go out and to the store and purchase it. You have to pick amongst the cards. You've got to bring it home. You've got to sit there, as we're going to talk about in a moment, and think about what to write. You've got to lick it. You got to, or the envelope, that is, put it in the envelope, lick it, and put the stamp on it. You got to address it. Make sure you got the right address. You got to put it out in the mailbox or take it to the post office. It takes a lot of effort to write a thank you note. It takes expense. I mean, sometimes it's highway robbery if you don't get them at the dollar store. I mean, you can pay $3.95 for a card. Well, you say you can print one, and you pay $49.95 for the print cartridge. I mean, it's expensive, and then you got the postage. I mean, some may remember when you could buy a stamp for 5 cents or a little more, but, I mean, what is it now? 48? I thought it was 49. Could I hear 50? I mean, it's expensive. And, you know, I think that is just the point. It does take effort. There is expense to it. But I think there's something else. I meant to keep one of those cards. Here's a different one here. But it's the physicality of something. You know, when you send somebody a thank you card, they can hold it in their hands. They can display it like I did that one in my office. They can get it back out and read. It's a physical thing. It's something of substance. And you know, what if you put all those things together? The effort, the expense, all those things together. You know what that says to a person? It says, you're worth something to me. I took this time. I put forth this effort. I paid this expense to say thank you because you are worth something to me. And what you have done for me, I truly value and appreciate. I don't want to belabor the point, but a thank you card is really important. And even though it may be old school, it's still on the top of the pier when it comes to showing your appreciation in our culture. It's in the danger of becoming extinct with all the advancement of electronic communication. It's not the same. I know there's online cards you can send. It's just not the same. Just tell the truth. When you get an electronic card, birthday card or whatever, you can't help but thinking they took the easy way out. Isn't that right? Come on, be honest. Time for honesty. We're in church. You can be honest. Why? Because that thank you card still says something tremendous. I think one of the reasons we have trouble with thank you cards, even though it's the mannerly thing to do, the right thing to do, is because they really are very difficult. I mean, forget those things of going to the store and getting one and all of that. They're difficult to write. I mean, most of you pause a long time when you open that card and you got to write a thank you card. It's work. And again, that is the very point. It's difficult, therefore it's meaningful. It takes effort, it takes thought, but there's something else about it. It's your own hand. It's not the same if you type it. Have you ever noticed that? Think about that. It's your own hand. And once again, that you would take the, and I don't know how you are, but it seems like, you know, I'm getting to the point it's really hard to write anymore. I mean, it is. It just at least I still know how to write. I mean, this young generation, they know how to do this, but they don't know how to do that cursive. That's another sermon. We'll start a series on that sometime. But that effort, it's in your own hand. But I think another reason is because after you've written it out, you have to review it and see what it really sounds like. Have you ever written a thank you note? Oh, I didn't say that very well. I could have done better. And that's what I want us to do tonight. I want us to think about how well do we really say thank you to God? How much effort do we really put into it? You know, and by the way, I'm not taking away from worship, but it's a real easy thing to shoot your hands in the air and say, oh, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Thank you for food and clothing. That's an easy thing. But when it comes to a thank you card, it takes effort. And when it's all written down, then you see, did I really say it very well? And I want to go back to this. Most of us sit and think before we write a I told you this is going to be different tonight. We really have to sit and think before we write a thank you card to know what and how to say it. So I want to give us just some pointers tonight. You know, not because I know how to do this well, but just things that have to be considered. If you're going to write a thank you card, first of all, you have to consider the who. You got to know to whom it's going to go. To whom are you writing? Who? And, you know, if they've done something nice for you, you know, first of all, certainly you know their name, right? Use it. Use it. There's something about all of us, we feel valued when somebody uses our name. Who are they to you? Not just use their name, but who are they to you? And what's so special about them? Let me give you some examples. I would start a thank you card. Gilbert, my true friend. Anyone named Gilbert here? Okay, I'll try to pick names that were saved. Old school. Gertrude, the one who's always been there for me. dearest dad, magnificent mom, whatever you want to put there. And when you're addressing them, address them respectfully. You know, I know we've done it for centuries. We say, dear. And you think about that, that kind of is a little awkward. Dear Rick, you know, it's a little awkward. Dear Mr. Rick. Dear Reverend Mr. Rick. Showing respect. I don't know. I've got to get going here. You're getting hungry, but I just got to think about going to Oklahoma, and out in western Oklahoma, that pastor there, they had a blizzard that weekend. He went ahead and opened up the church, and just one unmarried old maid of about 45 showed up, and he got to waxing eloquent, and he, as usual, he kept saying, "Beloved, beloved." And every time he said "beloved," she just blushed. "Beloved." It matters how you address folks, doesn't it? He's used to the whole congregation being the beloved. So, who are they? Who are they to you? Dear Gilbert, my true friend. And then there's the second thing is, what? I mean, what are you writing? What have they done? What do they mean to you that you would write that thank you card? And I think it's very important that we be specific on what that person has done. What have they done? What have they given? What have they been to you? Let me give you an example. I'm not hinting, it's just an example. But thank you so much for the gift card to Cracker Barrel. I mean, that was pretty specific, wasn't it? And after you've been specific, share what that means to you. Thank you so much for the gift card to Cracker Barrel. It made my day to know that you would think of me on my birthday, December the 2nd. Just joking. And after you've shared what it's meant to you, know what you're going to do with that gift. People always like to know that. Thank you so much for the gift card to Cracker Barrel. It made my day to know that you would think of me on my birthday. My wife and I plan on enjoying a great meal there together this Friday. And then after you do that, express your desire to see them again. I mean, they've done something good to you. Don't forget about them. I can't wait till next time we can get together and fellowship a bit. And then, I always think this is important, say thanks one more time. Even let them know it's another time. Again. Thank you. Thank you so very much. And then express your love or appreciation and respect for them in closing. Before you sign your name, I appreciate you. I love you. I'm thankful for you. So that's the who and the what. One more thing and we'll be done. But then there's the when. When should you write a thank you card? Well, as soon as possible after you received something from somebody. As soon as possible. You know, it doesn't work very well if we have a shower and three years later, the women in the church get the thank you card. It's kind of moot by that point. Right? So as soon as possible after you have received, write the thing. You know, we can laugh about that, but don't we kind of get behind, way behind, in saying thanks to God? I want you to think for a minute. I dare you. I challenge you. There's things recently you've asked God for, and He's answered, and He's helped, and you've not yet said thank you to Him. It ought to be an immediate thing. God has moved. Thank you, God. When should we do it? As soon as possible after the act of kindness. But sometimes just randomly. I mean, you haven't received a gift, but just randomly for past kindnesses or influences or impact on your life. That was the card that I got from the young man. That was just a random thank you card. But another time was just in moments you feel especially thankful. You know, we do things as leaders in worship, and we say, you know, we're not cheerleading, but we're saying now's a good time to worship the Lord. Now's a good time to say thank you, Jesus. But every once in a while, it just ought to hit us. I mean, it just, whoom, it's just there. and you just start feeling thankful, and you don't have to be encouraged to do it. You just, thank you, Jesus. How many's had it hit you like that? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. G.K. Chesterton was addressing that when he said, that's the problem with being an atheist. On a fine spring morning, you wake up and feel really thankful, and you don't have anybody to thank because you don't believe in God. I believe in God, don't you? Aren't you glad you can say thank you to Him? Amen. And so, Tricia, if you could come tonight, what we're going to do, I'm going to give you just a few minutes, and you may want to finish this later or whatever. I want you to write a thank you note to God. Has He done enough that He would merit a thank you note? Amen. And let me just give you a few more things about that. This is going to be your own psalm of thanksgiving. Your psalm. I read to you one from Scripture, a psalm of thanksgiving. This is your psalm of thanksgiving. The important thing is to take the time, put forth the effort to put into your own words your thankfulness for God's goodness to you. And you will feel it. You may even say it. You may be thinking it right now. That's hard. And again, that's the point. It is hard, and that's why it means something. It takes an effort. Write it for God's reading. Nobody else. Nobody else will read it. Now, we can't physically mail this. You say, this is really silly. And yet, folks all over the world in just a few weeks are going to have students and kids writing letters to Santa Claus. And this is silly, to write a thank you note to the Lord? Think about it. It's for God's reading. We can't physically mail it. Amen. Are the offering plates back there, back here? Amen. What do young men go? Yeah, go back and get two of the offering plates. But what if you wrote a thank you note and that became your offering of praise to the Lord for this Thanksgiving? I'm going to suggest you don't have to. You don't have to. You can write this in your pew. You can write it at the altar. But I'm going to suggest you don't even have to sign it. But I'm going to suggest you write thanks to the Lord. Put one here, one over there. And after you get it written, you just come and bring it and put it in the offering plate and say, Lord, there's my offering of Thanksgiving. See, we've missed that. You realize that's the Old Testament teaches that. You didn't just say, thank God, thank you, God. If you wanted to say thanks to God, you got one of your best animals or some of your best meal, and you brought that meal, that oil, that animal, you brought it and gave it into the house of God as an offering of thanks. Well, tonight, this can be our offering of thanks to the Lord. You say, well, I don't want to put it there. Well, fine, slip it in your Bible when you're done. And this Thanksgiving, amen, may this be your offering. Let me give you just a little idea, and this is just a really condensed version, but your thank you card to the Lord might be something like this. I don't know if I gave that to you. My wonderful Savior, thank you so much for giving your life for me. I know you suffered greatly because of my sins, and I intend to live my life for you in a way to show my gratitude. I also want to thank you for my home. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my spouse. Thank you for my church. And this Thanksgiving, I want to take time during the day to be alone with you and just thank you in person. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you, your grateful child. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so I'm just going to have Tricia play, and we're going to close with Come to the Altar. You can sit there and write your thank you note to God, and when you've got it written, you can fold it or keep it, but just come put it in the offering plate, and then come, and let's just have a time in prayer together. Amen.